Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. And today's episode is all about a request from a few patients for me to speak about the movie that just came out on Netflix called The Root Cause. Now, if you haven't seen it, you should probably go and get it downloaded from Netflix. It's free. It's just under an hour of a movie. And it's all about how a fella connected his chronic fatigue, anxiety, and host of other symptoms going on in his body to a root canal procedure. And I'm going to go through what a root canal even is. If you haven't had one, chances are you might not have as much risk factors, but I'm going to talk a little bit about dental health just in general. But if you have had a root canal, maybe it was explained or wasn't explained to you fully. And so I'll explain how a root canal works, why you might need one, and why you should be thinking about your oral health in connection with your overall health and longevity. And if you're struggling currently with any issues with your health, whether it's chronic fatigue, whether it's digestive issues, headaches, muscle pain, even depression, and you connect it back to having a dental procedure, or at the time you had a lot of cavities and poor oral health, these are some things to think about. Because when we think about our gut health, we have to also think about our mouth health. The tissue or the mucosa that's in your mouth is just an extension of what's in your digestive system. It just happens to have a little bit more immune system factors because you've got your tonsils and things of that nature in your mouth as well. But let's get into what is a root canal. A root canal is a procedure performed by an endodontist. This is a specific type of dentist that has specialized in root canals. And what is a root canal specifically? It is the removal of all of the tissue, so the nerve, the blood flow, everything on the inside of a tooth. So basically, you're hollowing out a tooth and just leaving the tooth there. And why do you do this? To remove pain. It's so your tooth doesn't hurt anymore. Because let's face it, you know, we don't necessarily want to walk around with missing teeth because the tooth is dead and needs to be pulled. But unfortunately, when you need a root canal, that tooth is damaged. It has necrotic, otherwise known as dead tissue, in it. It's done. You got to take it out, or you can bore it out, basically, if you think of it that way, and take out all the innards and leave it there. Well, that's not a good thing, because you're leaving, the chances of you leaving some dead tissue in there is quite possible. And not you, let's back up, the endodontist could leave some tissue in there. Now, am I saying that endodontists are careless? No way. I'm actually saying that just the procedure of a root canal in itself is not foolproof. But there are ways to help with, if you have a dead tooth, removing it and replacing it with a false tooth. That is a viable option that can be better for your body. So why do we care about a dead tooth being in our body and boring it out and basically leaving our tooth there but taking the innards out of it? Well, because if you're taking all of the blood supply away from the tooth, you're cutting it off, you're isolating it. So if there is any bacteria left in that area from the dental procedure, from the infection that was already there and what might have contributed to your tooth dying, well, guess what? That infection has nowhere to go. It's going to stay there. And what it does is it seeps down further into your bone, damaging your bone tissue. And every time you chew or clench or grit your teeth, you can be moving the toxins from that bacteria that's stuck inside that dead tooth out into your body. Now, that might sound pretty nasty. And hey, let's face it, there are folks that have root canals and are completely fine. And there are folks that have root canals, and if they look back at their health, they became significantly more sick after they had that particular dental procedure. Now that's kind of nuts. And a lot of folks in my practice have been asking me, well, is there any validity to this movie, The Root Cause? Is there any, you know, what should they be doing if they've had root canals? Can they boost their immune system to try to fight that bacteria? Well, the answer is no, because even if you take herbs and vitamins and things of that nature to boost your immune system, nothing's going to directly affect that bacterial infection if you have it there. And so it's like a stealth pathogen. And I have talked about stealth pathogens previously in my podcast, and I will put a link to them in my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. But here's the thing. I see this a lot. And so this movie isn't something completely off base from what I see in my practice. I don't know how many times people come into my office and say, I had X, Y, or Z dental procedure, and I just don't feel good since it. And unfortunately, there's a big deal there. That's a big red flag, and that needs to be investigated. Now, with this podcast, I'm going to tell you what to do in the event that you're like, oh my gosh, I saw the movie Root Cause, and I've had root canals, and I've had my wisdom teeth removed, and I'm freaking out. Don't freak out. Breathe. There are options, and I'm going to talk to you about what you can do today. You will leave this podcast knowing options and have a game plan for moving forward. But let's talk a little bit more about why this movie really is valid in terms of a concern as to our general health. So, number one, root canal treated teeth harbor infectious material and produce endotoxins, which are toxins produced by the bacteria. Endotoxins cause a lot of trouble in the body. They can cause histamine reactions. I've seen plenty of patients who have had dental work, and then like a couple months later, they started to have fatigue and their thyroid crashed and they were covered in rashes, and no one could figure out why they had all these rashes. And we have to go back to dental procedures. And I'll admit, in my practice, sometimes I forget to ask people about it. And then later on down the line, I gotta go, oh crap, we've been trying to treat X, Y, or Z, and I forgot to ask about dental procedures. So if you're a patient of mine listening right now, and I haven't asked you about dental procedures, and you saw the movie, you thought about your symptoms, and you linked it back up, contact me ASAP. We will get you situated. Now, if you're not a patient, that's okay. I've got plenty of other tidbits here for you today. So let's get into some of the specifics as to why this movie has some validity. I know that there's a lot of endodontists who are root canal specialists speaking out about it because this is their job. This is their life. They've dedicated themselves to helping get people out of pain, and they didn't mean to harm anyone. They, you know, chances are, it's just not come out because we maybe haven't had enough time with people getting sick and connecting these conditions together. This is just a nice warning for everyone that, okay, we need to change the procedures around dental care. That's it. Not trying to hate on anybody. We just need to change the procedures. So let's talk a little bit about removing the immune system from a dead tooth. So the root canal takes out the inside of the tooth. It's bored out, literally. And so you've taken out the blood vessel supply. You've also taken out the lymphatic supply. And so our lymphatic tissue is what clears white, like the bacteria and everything via white blood cells that live in the lymphatic system. It's much like a blood vessel system, but instead it's carrying white blood cells. It carries fats and things of that nature too, but it's going to be there to help us to clear infections. And if you've taken out the blood flow to a specific area, you can't even detoxify that particular section of the tooth. And so even further making it a problem and why things will sit in the bone. Now, here's another thing to ponder. Do you have chronic inflamed lymph nodes in your neck, underneath your jaw, underneath the mandible, so the bottom part of your jaw. A lot of people do, and I find this like probably once, twice a month, I'll get someone coming in and saying they have a chronically enlarged lymph node and they want me to test it. They want to know if they have, you know, Hodgkin's lymphoma or something of that nature. And we test everything. Everything comes back fine. Once in a while, I'll find that someone has reactivated mono. And then we go, okay, do we need to work on killing viruses? But what I've also found in my practice is if we go after reactivated mono and we're trying to kill viruses left and right and people start to feel sicker and don't feel well, it might be because we're hitting the immune system hard to go after a virus when in fact we're not addressing the root cause, which may be what's going on in that jaw. So if you have jaw pain, if you have lymph nodes that swell underneath your jaw and no one's been able to give you a reason for that, or if you have neck lymph nodes that are swollen, it could be a dental thing. So think about how many cavities have you had filled. You might have, I mean, think about a cavity is death, well, not death. Okay, let's not go that far. It is damage to the outside of your tooth because of bacteria. And if you have a dentist who removes that and then they seal it off, think about it. There's a possibility for some bacteria to be stuck in there. It can happen. Depending on where that cavity is and how close it is to the bone, that could be more of an effect on your oral health and body health. Now, there are no studies that really 100% connect cavities to chronic illness, but there are studies that connect cavitations to chronic illness. And cavitations have to do with when you've had a tooth removed and that some of the tissue, really the periodontal ligament, the ligament that holds your tooth into your bone, is left behind and it becomes necrotic, so dead, and it starts to grow bacteria. These things can happen. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later, just giving you a little preview here. So let's talk a little more in specifics. Now I got you thinking, if you have chronically inflamed lymph nodes in your neck and you have them underneath your jaw, it's worth getting a look and kind of thinking, okay, could my dental stuff be part of this? It's plausible, especially if every other reason for why your lymphatic system is junked up in the neck or the jaw have been ruled out. Something to think about. So let's talk about specifics of what we do know about root canal treated teeth. There are three main folks out there that have done a lot of research. Weston Price in particular, Drs. Huggins and Haley. These two guys worked a lot together to determine that root canal treated teeth are infected and have enterotoxins on them. So they have toxins. And greater than 5,000 extracted root canal teeth were investigated and compared against ones. So root canal extracted teeth were compared against teeth that were just extracted because of orthodontic purposes. And what they found between the root canal extracted teeth and the ones extracted for orthodontic purposes, they found that the root canal teeth were infected 100% of the time. And the ones that were non-root canal treated didn't have any bacteria toxins on them. So no, that's kind of crazy, right? And this research is what they talked about in the movie, The Root Cause. Now, in other research, I've looked at research from China. I've looked at research from Spain. There is research all over in other countries, not just in the US, on root canal studies. And they're not funded by dental companies. They're not funded. They're funded by ministries of health. In particular, the one Chinese one was the Ministry of Health. So there are a lot of folks that are saying, oh, well, Dr. Huggins and Haley, that was what they dedicated their research to. It's very biased. Well, I beg to differ. There's a lot of other research out there that shows the same findings. So that to me is at least concern that this is something that I'm not going to overlook in patients. And I don't think you should overlook in your own health if you're struggling to try to figure out why do you not feel good. So now let's take a turn from the teeth to heart health. Now, At Bastyr University, where I went to school, we were taught oral health is directly related to cardiovascular health over and over again. And it really never clicked in my head till I saw this movie that the same bacteria that they find in your mouth, they find in the coronary arteries. So when plaque is cleaned out of arteries in patients having attacks, so having heart attacks or strokes, the bacteria they find in the coronary arteries is the same that's found in gum disease in particular. These are mouth bacteria. So bacteria that are in your gums can be found in your coronary arteries and cause blockage of your arteries leading to strokes and heart attacks. Okay, so that's pretty significant. And we've had this over and over again, your oral health, you know, the amount of teeth you have in your mouth are directly related to your heart health. And I hear this, you know, in different studies and different things, it keeps coming out over and over and over again. And I think it's true. I mean, I've seen, let me give my dad, for example, my dad has 11 teeth and he had a quadruple bypass in 2009. So 10 years ago. And yeah, I'd say his heart health's not great, but I never really connected that it was the exact bacteria that's in the mouth that are showing up in the arteries. Okay. So let's ponder on that for a second. So I run a test on patients called C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein is a measure of inflammation in the arteries. Now, a lot of times I will see that number off the charts in patients when all of their other health markers are normal. And so I ask the patient, like, you know, what's going on? What do you feel? Oh, I just don't feel good. My muscles hurt. My bones ache. And then you go, did you have any dental procedures? Do you have gingivitis? Do you have, you know, gum issues? Do you have anything, oral infections? And they're going to say, yeah, about 9 times out of 10. So I always have to look at when I see that C-reactive protein going up, I always have to go to someone have dental work recently. Are they struggling with a dental issue? And if they're not identifying that they have a dental issue, they get sent right to their dentist, because this is a red flag. And sometimes I'll see the C-reactive protein go up when someone is stressed. And it makes me wonder, because stress goes along with jaw clenching. And according to research on issues with dental infections that are hiding in the jaw, clenching can actually cause toxins to get squeezed out of the bone and gum area and into the body. So that's kind of scary. Now, before I freak you completely out, there are many other reasons for jaw clenching. I mean, stress is one, grinding, whole nother issue for the teeth, but there might be some reasons as to which why someone who has chronic jaw clenching and TMJ, so temporomandibular joint issues, might also have a dental infection that's festering and has been for a long time. Why? Because think about it here. The bone in your jaw and the nerves that are on that area, they go directly to your cranial nerves, your spinal cord area. These are your most basic nerves. Your most basic nerves are in charge of the fight or flight response. If they're inflamed, they're going to tend to be on lockdown because they think that there's a bear, you know, just behind you, when in fact that bear is actually the inflammation or the toxins coming out of that bacteria. So something to think about there. Now, there are lots of studies between oral dysbiosis, meaning imbalance of bacteria in your mouth, and cardiovascular disease. You can look at a ton of them out there. There's also a lot of studies between oral dysbiosis and pancreatic cancer and chronic pancreatitis. And I tend to see a lot of random pancreatitis cases in my practice too, where gastroenterologists are like, I don't know, do you have a lot of toxins in your body? Let's try to clear that out. You know, do you have mold? What is it? And sometimes it ends up being a dental infection. So something to think about there. If you're noticing that you cycle in and out of chronic pancreatitis, you have pancreatic enzymes that are elevated, things of that nature. These are big deals. And something that, you know, for a lot of patients of mine, it's been a mystery until we looked at their dental health. So another marker if you're thinking about why am I so sick? Why don't I feel well? If your pancreatic enzymes have been elevated, meaning lipase, that's the main test that's run. If that's elevated, then, you know, you could have something going on there. Now, since I really dove into this topic, since I was getting a lot of questions about it, I also found that we have a human oral microbiome database, HOMD, and you can find it online at HOMD.org. And this shows all the different microbial species that can be in your mouth, and it includes 770 species. Holy crap, that's a lot. I didn't even know that. And when I was looking at the different types of bacteria that are found, one of them that came up to me was chlamydia. And there are some chlamydia species that are in the mouth. And, you know, we got to think about all the different things that go in our mouths and all the different things we've done with our mouths over the years. And not to be gross, but it is something to think about. And going forward, in terms of your general health and overall health, it's really important to think about what you're putting in your mouth. Not only clean, healthy food, but in sexual practices. What's going in your mouth? How clean are the things that are going in your mouth? So if you are, you know, playing the field a little bit, chasing after some folks, trying to figure out, you know, who's your life partner, you might want to be thinking about what's going in your mouth. It's important and could be a contributing factor to some oral dysbiosis. The three main microbial agents that are found in the mouth are Clostridia botulinum. So that one we're familiar with, botulism toxin. But Clostridia in its species has all kinds of issues. Aspergillus is also found, which is a mold, and Streptococcus, which is a bacteria. Now, I have a test called the ALCAT test for food sensitivity testing, and it tests for molds. And I often find that Aspergillus comes up very high often in a lot of folks in terms of a sensitivity to it. That makes me wonder if it could be because of an oral infection. I also find that a lot of people show up with Clostridia botulinum in my organic acids tests. So organic acids test is called an OAT test by Great Plains Laboratory. I have a lot of folks popping up with the Clostridia, and now I'm kind of going, oh my gosh, could we be looking at results that are showing dental infections? Now, there are specific tests that can be done. Of course, not covered 100% by insurance as far as I can tell. You might want to check with a biologic dentist, and I will put a link to a resource that I use for a comprehensive guide for biologic dentists here at the end of the podcast in my podcast notes. But in the meantime, let me just put this out there that I know that there's a testing company that looks specifically at removed teeth. So they will look at your teeth after they've been removed. So if you have a root canal tooth removed, you can send it into them. It's about $400 cash, but like I said, there might be ways that insurance can cover it. I just don't know about it. So, you know, don't panic. There might be ways to get around this. But the company is called DNA Connections, CONNEXIONS, and it's DNACONNEXIONS.com. Don't worry, it'll be in my podcast notes. But DNA Connections actually rules out oral pathogens in your mouth, and they do have blood testing, so you don't have to have your tooth removed. They can actually look specifically. But if you've been to a naturopathic doctor and you've had OAT testing, or you've had food sensitivity testing from ALCAT, which is Cell Science Systems, you can look back at that stuff and see if you have Aspergillus really elevated in the food sensitivity testing, or if Clostridia was elevated in your organic acids test, because that's a big red flag that there's something going on in your oral cavity. Now, another interesting, maybe geek out component that the movie Root Cause talked about is how these bacteria can block your energy making processes. And in particular, block certain enzymes from uptaking glucose and helping your body to utilize glucose and also make ATP. ATP meaning adenosine triphosphate, your body's energy. So I also, in the organic acids tests, or in a test called Genova's NutriEval, if you've ever done one of those tests, you can also see if you have hangups in the metabolism between glucose and putting it into the cycle for making energy, otherwise known as the Krebs cycle, that's also an indicator that you might have overgrowth of bacteria in your body inhibiting your ability to make energy. And that could be why you're extremely fatigued as well. And that's really the hypothesis for how chronic fatigue is associated to bacterial infections, because the bacteria interferes with your body's ability to uptake glucose and make energy from it. Now, if we think a little further on that, could that be why we have issues with diabetes so severely in the US? Could it be why we have such issues with insulin resistance? I don't know. But it's something to think about. The United States is the country with the most root canals. Just saying. So, and we have a lot of diabetes here. You know, things to think about in terms of thought process on this. Say you haven't had a root canal, but maybe you've had your wisdom teeth removed. I briefly mentioned something called cavitation. Cavitation is residual jawbone infection from a removed tooth. Maybe you had a tooth removed because it wasn't working for you. Like it was sticking out weird and you just said, forget it. It wasn't in the front of your mouth. And that could be also an issue, any type of tooth removal. So if you go back and you think, okay, I started to decline in my health a couple months after my wisdom teeth removed or after a certain tooth was removed, it's time to look into your oral health a little bit more. Now let's talk in general about oral health. Lots of things go in our mouth, as I mentioned before. And, you know, it's just really important to think about what's happening in terms of toxic foods, toxic environment, smoking, vaping, all the different things that go in your mouth. You want to make sure that you're eating as clean as possible. You're finding foods and drinks that are the least toxic. Just really paying attention to what goes in your mouth. That is absolutely huge. Now, if you think that you have an oral infection, what should you do? First and foremost, you want to find a biologic dentist near you that can do a 3D cone beam image. This is a type of CT scan, and they can look to see if there's an abscess that might be lurking in the bone underneath where the root canal was performed or where the tooth extraction was performed. You can't see this with a regular 2D dental x-ray that you get from any regular dentist. This is a specialized device. Now, I was poking around on the internet trying to find a really great resource that I could refer you guys to find biologic dentists in your area that have this type of technology. And what I found was the Green Smoothie Girl connected up with a biologic dentist, Dr. Michelle Jorgensen in Utah, and the two of them created a list. And you have to give the email up to Green Smoothie Girl. She's got some good recipes. Don't hate on her. But you'll have to give your email up and you will get a comprehensive list by state of who has what type of technology in their office for biologic dentistry. Because what I've found is a lot of folks will call themselves biologic dentists, but they only do specific procedures. They don't have the imaging. They don't do testing. They're not as legit, let's put it that way, as they should be. You want the full meal deal. If you want a biologic dentist, you want one that does all of it. So what am I talking about here? I'm talking about someone that has the 3D cone beam image so that you know, is the jaw part of your problem? Is it what's causing your symptoms? Then if you do find that it is, this biologic dentist can help you to clean up the mess. A naturopath can help you with detoxing, helping with getting you eating clean, vitamins and nutrients, but you need a biologic dentist to help you with clearing that infection. Because a lot of times you're looking at ozone treatments, which might sound a little scary, but you can look those up and check them out. Ozone treatments and a lot of help with cleaning out that infected area. And that's where the biologic dentist comes into play. So check them out. I have the link at my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com, or you could go to Green Smoothie Girl's website. I believe it's just Green Smoothie Girl. Actually, let me look really quick for you so I'm not messing you up. Yep, greensmoothiegirl.com. And just look at her website and you'll be able to find where you're headed there, because she's all about a healthy mouth and getting your oral health in check. So that being said, I've talked about eating clean. I've talked about being selective with non-toxic items that go in your mouth. And I'm also talking about ladies, you know, thinking about lipstick. Guys, we're talking about beard care if you have a beard. We're talking about toothpaste. I'm talking about oral rinses, all of that stuff. So let me give you the breakdown on what to do to get your oral health in check. And by the way, I will have a whole breakdown on my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com, and then I will also put some stuff in my resources for you too. So infrared sauna. I am a huge fan of this. You have probably seen, or if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, I have probably a couple podcasts on infrared and how it really benefits your cells. And what does it do? It helps your cells to work better. It gets them to help themselves and detoxify. Because if you've had bacteria in your jaw for years and years and years, you have a toxic body. You got to get that stuff out. How do you get it out? You got to sweat it out. You got to get your metabolism working better. And an infrared sauna is a great way to do that. I love J&H Lifestyle saunas. They're my favorite. They do not give me any money for promoting them. I like them. That's what I recommend. Getting a detox, a proper detox, meaning you want to have some herbs on board to help clear out your liver. Milk thistle is a great one. Liver Cleanse by Gaia Herbs is also my other favorite detox formula. I recommend staying on that for at least 3 months. Vitamin C, definitely need that to help with your natural janitor. Vitamin C boosts glutathione, which is an agent that you make naturally in your body to clean up messes. And so you want that. If you can afford an IV of vitamin C, do it. If you can't, Mega Foods Ultra C, it's a whole foods-based vitamin C. That guy's a good guy. I would be taking at least close to probably 3 to 4 of those guys a day, trying to help to boost your vitamin C. I also think that a multivitamin is critical. My favorite multivitamin is Designs for Health Twice Daily Multi. I have found a lot of research on pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. I've not used it myself or in my practice, but there's a great link to it from the Bulletproof blog. So check that out. What it reportedly does is recharges cell membranes to function better. So much like an infrared sauna. So something to look at there. You definitely want to take out that root canal tooth and either get it tested or get it managed. So seeing a biologic dentist to clean up the mess there. If you're concerned about wisdom teeth, you want to go and get that 3D cone beam scan. Just look in the area of the wisdom teeth and make sure that all looks good in the bone. Then you can rule it off or rule it out as being, okay, not the cause of why you do not feel well. But at least just get a look so that you can find out if there's dead tissue just harboring infections there. Now, if you need implants, dental implants, there are zirconia implants versus titanium nowadays, and zirconia has been found to be less toxic, the best option really at this point. While folks do say that zirconia is not 100% safe as in anything, that has some concerns, it's way better than anything else out there. And the foolproof plan, if your dental health is not so great, dentures. Dad, I'm talking to you and your 11 teeth out there. And all my family members that might be listening to this, tell him dentures. That's what he needs. And I know it sounds super crazy. But back in the older days, when I do talk to my dad about getting dentures, he said back in the day, people just had all their teeth pulled and just went with dentures. Were people sicker then? I don't know. I mean, life expectancy was a lot less. My dad's 82, by the way. And he was talking about in the 40s. So I don't know. Just interesting things to think about. And back in those days, I guess I should say in a little digression here, my grandmother on my dad's side was a home dentist, meaning she learned from a dentist how to pull teeth and take care of folks, but she never had any formal training. So that's probably pretty scary. I would say she probably left some periodontal ligaments and people probably got jaw infections. Yikes. So Moral of the story, make sure that you know your dentist really well and find a biological dentist. All right, so if you're really concerned and you're like, man, I think this could be what's causing my issues, DNA Connections, dnaconnections.com, head on over there. You can go and request a kit from them on your own to have your oral pathogens tested. And you can do it via testing the root canal removed teeth, or you can do it using blood, which for most of us, blood's probably going to be the easiest because you probably aren't going to be removing your teeth unless you've already seen a biologic dentist. So you can do it that way too if you want to just find out with the blood first, but I kind of like folks to hook up with a biologic dentist and get a cone beam scan and get themselves looked at. Now, how are you going to prevent oral infections and keep your oral microbiome in balance? If you're just listening to this and you're going, yeah, I don't think I have any major dental issues, but I do not want any. So what do? Vitamin C. Definitely want vitamin C on board, at least 1,000 milligrams a day. And I mentioned Mega Foods vitamin C, but you could go with any type of vitamin C. Vitamin D, 5,000 IU a day, all year round. I don't care who you are. We need vitamin D in this northern hemisphere. If you live up in Washington or Minnesota or some of the northernmost states of the U.S. or in Canada, you might want to be thinking about 10,000 IU a day of vitamin D. I like D-Mulgen by Soroil or Pure Encapsulations vitamin D drops. Magnesium, major needed mineral to help with your health. Buffered magnesium chelate by Designs for Health is my favorite one. Seeking Health also has a really good magnesium product, and I think it's called OptiMag, Optimal Magnesium. So check those companies out. Investing in an electric toothbrush, huge. Why? Because most of us, when we brush with regular teeth, you know, regular teeth, oh boy, brush with regular toothbrushes, we don't brush long enough. And electric toothbrushes have the little like beepers to let you know when you need to move to another area. It's good for ADD toothbrushers like myself. So invest in an electro toothbrush. There's a ton of different brands out there. I like Quip. I have that one currently. It's not as crazy as the other ones. I don't know if you're a sensory type of person, the round brushes kind of freak me out, but Quip Quip is okay and I like it. So check that one out. Hydrofloss. It is a water floss agent. I think that's the bomb. I definitely would rather do that than regular flossing. I can't do it at work, but that's okay. Hydroflossing's cool. Check it out. Because you gotta just get the junk in between the teeth out too. Because you know your dentist probably has been ragging on you about, you need to floss more. Your gums are receding. I hear it all the time from patients that that's what they get yelled at about from their dentist. Get a hydrofloss. Try that out. It kind of feels cool. And let's move on to oral mouthwashes. Lumineu. I don't know. Lumineux. I like this oral rinse. I am not French. If you can tell me how to pronounce it in my notes or comments, let me know phonetically. I need some phonetic help here. But this is a dead sea salt aloe wash for the mouth. It's way better than all of the stuff your dentist is recommending for you out there. All of the antibacterial washes out there are killing your good bacteria in your mouth that you need to help keep things balanced. Don't kill stuff. Support it. So the Lumineu, however you say it, I like that guy. Toothpaste. That's another biggie. You want to have really good balanced toothpaste. I like Jason brand, the Sea Fresh, but there's also Nature's Gate. There's a couple other brands out there that are really good ones, but those are my two favorites. Now, if you are into activated charcoal to help your gut, don't chew it. Swallow it. Get capsules, because the chewables can mess with your mouth microbiome. So keep that in mind. My other favorite thing that's kind of been popular in the last few years is probiotic lozenges. They're kind of cool. I really like ProBioMax DDS by a company called Zymogen. You can only order Zymogen if you're a practitioner. My code is Dr. J. Krause, so DrJKrause if you want to order from them. And now we're on to gum. Gum can be one of the most damaging things to your oral microbiome, especially if you're chewing gum that has a bunch of fake sugar in it. like things like Trident. I really like the Pure P-U-R brand for gum. It's a nice balanced gum, doesn't mess with your gut microbiome. I highly recommend it compared to all the other ones out there. Just the cleanest gum you can find and the least toxic for your mouth. Now, say you went to the Green Smoothie Girls website and you downloaded the Biologic Dentist Guide. Or say you didn't and you found someone that claims to be a biologic dentist in your area. There are some questions you definitely want to ask them. And I gleaned these questions from the Green Smoothie Girl and the Dr. Jorgensen from Utah, their topic interview. So I am using their questions here, so keep that in mind. The first question is, are you mercury safe or mercury free in your dental office? See, mercury free is not using mercury at all. And that can be extremely useful because for cavity filling, you don't want to be getting any more heavy metals into your body than you already have from the foods and toxins in your environment. Now, what are your dental procedures for removing mercury fillings? That's a big question to ask these biologic dentists because you want to make sure that they have a good solid plan. What alternatives to root canals do you offer? This is a biggie because you don't want to end up with somebody that's saying that they're a biologic dentist, but really all they're doing is doing green procedures that are healthy for the environment. No, that's great for the environment, but what about you? So keep that in mind. The other questions are, do you use fluoride? Do you use digital x-rays instead of film? Do you offer alternatives to metal implants? Do you offer ozone treatments? This is a biggie. If you do find that your root canal is infected, so that tooth is infected and you have infection into your bone, you want ozone. You really do. It's a great treatment. Other biggie that you want to ask these docs, do you have a CT scanner for checking out the health of my root canal teeth? This is that 3D cone beam. You want them to have a 3D cone beam imaging device. Now, the other biggie is, does your office offer alternatives to antibiotics or non-toxic alternatives to pain medication? If they do, this is a great biologic dentist. They've done their homework because I found that some of the folks that I've interviewed, that's where they don't recommend natural things. They go back to pharmaceuticals for antibiotics and pain and things of that nature. And if you're going to do it all the way, you got to have that component. Now, the last question to ask the biologic dentist is, does your office offer alternatives to drill-based oral cavity treatment? So very good questions, and I will also have those linked on my resources and linked to the Green Smoothie Girl questionnaires because this is their material and I am using it because I find that these questions are really great. So those are the things that you want to be looking at should you have found a biologic dentist in your area, someone that's identified themselves as either a holistic or biologic dentist. Those are the questions you want to be asking them. Now, I don't want anyone to go away from this terrified because I think my patients that I talked to that had watched the video really were a little scared. And the presentation of the video is informative, but it can leave you pretty scared. And it got me thinking about a lot of different patients and a lot of different scenarios. The most important thing to think about here is that your body has the ability to keep itself in balance. It really, truly does. Some people can have root canals and maybe they are harboring infection and nothing happens. They're fine. While other folks who are more sensitive, they have more stress in their lives, whatever it may be, maybe their immune system just isn't as strong as the next person. That's okay. There's no concrete evidence as to why one person would have issues with a root canal and another one wouldn't. I'm not blaming the endodontist by any means. What I'm saying here is really, if you're struggling to find out the root cause of what's going on with you and you're just not feeling good and none of the treatments and therapies that you've tried are working, it is really worth it to look into what is going on in your oral cavity. especially if you're someone that's suffering with chronic fatigue, perhaps migraines, perhaps sinus issues. I have a lot of folks in my practice that come in and there's a lot of mixed symptoms. Sinus issues can go along with leaky gut, but they can also go along with mold infections. They can go along with chronic issues in terms of acid reflux and a host of other things. Allergies, food allergies, but they can also be dental infections too. So I really want folks to take this podcast as an opportunity to look at their health and see if they can make any connections between dental procedures and current state of health or when their health started to decline. Please use this as a tool to help you in your investigation to optimal health. Don't use this as a scare tactic or panic. I don't want anyone to panic from this. I just think that I have seen a lot of connections between dental health and chronic illness that I found it very useful to talk about it today and that we really needed to get this out there. As one last thing before I sign off today, there's one interesting note that was mentioned during the movie of The Root Cause, and it was the connection with acupuncture meridians and the teeth. And being an acupuncturist myself, this really resonated with me. So I'm going to run through it with you. And just think about where your teeth are in respect to where I'm describing. And there is a link, my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com, that shows the acupuncture meridians in the tooth chart. So you can kind of like poke on the teeth and figure out what channels might be affected. Because I do like to think about things holistically. If you've had your wisdom teeth removed, the small intestine and the heart are the channels that go along with the wisdom teeth. If you've had any of your molars removed, this is breast and thyroid, and the left side has to do with your spleen and your pancreas. And the spleen in the Chinese world is also the digestive system. So if you had any left molars removed, that goes along spleen and pancreas. The right side, breast, thyroid. Bicuspids. These guys, they're up towards the front. These are your lung and large intestine channels. Your eye teeth, further up towards the front. This is your liver, your eyes, and your gallbladder. Your four front top teeth and your four front bottom teeth. This is your urinary your bladder, your adrenals, your kidneys. This is a big deal. I've seen some folks, and they even mentioned it in the movie, that have had issues with the front teeth, either the top or the front bottom teeth, and they had chronic bladder infections. And when you look at it, they kept getting treated for bladder infection after bladder infection after bladder infection, and it was a tooth infection in the jaw from a cavity. Crazy stuff. So something to think about here in terms of the acupuncture meridians and teeth. So check out that acupuncture tooth chart. You know me, I like to kind of link things all through here. It's very, very interesting. In the case of how acupuncture and Chinese medicine, the wisdom of that has even connections to this day in terms of things going wrong with us. And think about it too. I mean, back in Chinese medicine days, these folks didn't have endodontists to take out painful teeth. They didn't have the therapies that we have today to help with our oral health, but yet they knew what would happen in the body if certain teeth had infections or issues. It's crazy. So, wisdom in the Chinese medicine, always awesome stuff. All right, so this has kind of been a heavy topic. I'm going to come up with a fun one for next time. I think I'm going to talk about knees and tendons and ligaments. So stay tuned for that. Please make some comments. Let me know what you thought of this podcast. Let me know if you have questions further, because I do think that a lot of people are freaking out about this video coming out and their general health. And I think we, you know, it's a good reminder of another connection to our health and something to check out and make sure that we're keeping our oral health in check. And if we are still investigating as to why we just don't feel optimal, I think it's a route to investigate. I wouldn't leave this stone untouched. All right, everybody, you have survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Hey, everybody, Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausend.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.